The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only 6 organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
Is your home ready for summer? Beat the heat with Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale, happening now. Save 45% on selected products, plus doorbusters. Buying custom window treatments doesn't have to be complicated or break the bank. With Blinds.com, you never have to sacrifice when it comes to style, service, or selection. We have everything from Roman and roller shades to shutters, curtains, and more. Plus outdoor shades to keep you cool all summer long. No showroom? No problem. Our design experts are here to help, and we ship samples directly to you. Fast and free. Need assistance with measuring and installation? We've got you covered there too. No need for an in-home consultation just to get a quote. You can always count on upfront pricing right on our website. And you can always rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale now and save 45% on selected products. Plus doorbusters. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, and that would mean I am JR. That would be accurate. I don't have a body double. I don't have a twin. When they say it's me, you can bet that it's me. And I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, all you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And we got a busy night. Thanks to the Denver Nuggets smacking the Lakers out of the postseason, there's no basketball tonight. We do have an NHL matchup going on right now. Eastern Conference, they're heading into the third period. The Florida Panthers are trying to sweep the Carolina Hurricanes. Let's see if they can get the job done and advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. We're going to talk about the Celtics. For whatever reason, they decided to just stick around last night. Ja Morant, thank God he's deciding to stick around. He's crying out for attention right now, unfortunately putting up cryptic messages on social media telling everyone goodbye. Okay, whatever the case might be. Adrian Peterson. Yeah, when's the last time you heard that guy's name? He's deciding that he doesn't want to say goodbye to the NFL. The NFL might say goodbye to him. DeAndre Hopkins is continuing to reiterate he wants to say goodbye to the Arizona Cardinals. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is going to be pretty awesome. For all my boxing fans out there, Andre Ward, Boxing Hall of Famer. The man is in the Hall of Fame. He decided to walk away at the peak of his career. He's going to join us next hour. And he has a documentary coming out on Showtime next week. And there's so much that I've learned about him. I had a chance to see it before it came out. And I'm going to ask him about Ja Morant. People have no idea. Andre Ward at one point was selling drugs. You know, I'm going to ask him about Ja Morant. I will get into retirement. Who better to ask than a guy who retired early? You know, as it relates to guys like Tom Brady and LeBron James. And we'll even get into some of the interesting upcoming fights. You got one hopefully set and scheduled between Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford. So I look forward to that. Andre Ward, always a great guy to talk to. If you're not a boxing fan, listen to this dude. You will probably be a fan of him. Andre Ward is coming up next hour. And then it's Wednesday night. We're getting closer to Thursday morning. It's my job to bring you a little bit closer. And so, as usual, I have a new top 6 list. We're going to be taking a look at athletes in the world of sports who've been able to bounce back from adversity. And no, this will not be a historical list. We won't talk about Alex Smith and his mangled leg. We're going to look at guys who are in the game right now who've been able to bounce back from adversity. And so we'll do that. And then we had a lot of quarterbacks talk today as teams are pretty much in OTAs right now before they get ready for big training camp come the end of July. Patrick Mahomes had some cool statements about legacy over money. Derek Carr has spoken. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. There's just a lot of words right now coming from these QBs. And, I mean, you might as well listen. It's May, right? The NFL is always relevant. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. And so we'll hear from some of those QBs later on in the show. And then, you know, the Denver Nuggets don't have to wait until September like these NFL players. But, damn it, the Denver Nuggets, they still waiting. They still waiting. About, what, 8 days away from the NBA Finals starting? The Finals don't get going until next week, Thursday. And so I'm sure Nikola Jokic is sitting in his pool right now playing polo. I don't know, riding a horse. I don't know what he's doing, but I'm pretty sure it's very, very eccentric. Anyway, if you want to talk to me here on CBS Sports Radio, it's very simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. If you are someone who likes to waste their time on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that good stuff. Super producer and host David Shepard, how was your day? Did you have a good day, man?
I had a good day. Thank you for asking, JR. I've never met anyone that wastes their time on social media. I mean, God knows who's that. But
what, JR, my time?
Right. No, I'm being sarcastic, obviously. But
oh, not my time. Just people, man, you wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
People just sit around and argue with strangers all day. I'm like, what's the point?
Right.
Like, yeah. Why are you arguing with a stranger? For what?
Absolutely. But listen, JR, I mean, you have such a diverse background, and you are so in the weeds of music, a sad day in music.
Oh, Tina?
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't think people realize, like, how many hit records she had. I think our generation does, not the next one. And obviously that then was on the precipice of the sad news about Ja Morant. I mean, that I was really worried there. We forget that he is just 23 years old.
Oh, never in my life did I think we get a transition from Tina Turner to Ja Morant, but
right.
Here we are in the year 2023. Hey, good for her. She spent the last bunch of her years of her life living in Europe. What a smart lady. Anyway, we'll get into Ja Morant. Rest in peace to Tina Turner. I'll stop there. And, yeah, rest in peace to her. And this is another interesting transition. Are you ready, folks? You ready? You ready? Sounds like the beginning of a SpongeBob. The Celtics, are we going to be looking at their demise? Are we going to look at the Boston Celtics here and finally just say they're done, they're cooked, they're finished? They were able to stay alive last night against the Heat. We saw that take place pretty much the minute I got on air here. It's sticking around. Tatum decided to wake up. He had 33 points. Celtics went on an 18-0 run in the third quarter. Every Celtics starter was in double figures, and the odds are still stacked up against the Boston Celtics, because now that the Nuggets wiped out the Lakers, we've had 150 teams go down 0-3, and not one of them has come back. And so eventually somebody's going to do it. Is it going to be the Boston Celtics? Just listen to some of their players. They have some opinions, and they should. They're the ones who are going to go out there and play the game. I don't want them to waste my time. Either go to seven games or just lay down already, because the Celtics are just ridiculously inconsistent. But Marcus Smart said, well, man, we don't got no choice but to take it one game at a time.
Now we just got to go win another one. That's all that matters. You know, we take it one game at a time. You know, we understand, you know, the odds are stacked against us. But we're a team that believes in us no matter what, and we just got to keep going, and all that matters is the next game.
Okay, all that matters is the next game. Are we expecting a Celtics turnaround? I've said this so many times. I've said this for weeks now. Celtics are the most talented team here. But can they actually string together some victories? I mean, let's really think about this. Last night, the Celtics beat the Heat in Miami to stay alive. In game three, Sunday night, I quit on the game. I quit watching the game because the Celtics just went out there and they quit themselves. In game two, Tatum and Brown, they both blanked. They basically did not exist in the fourth quarter. And then we had Grant Williams. He was pretty much the only dude out there showing heart. And then Jimmy Butler said, here, I'll go ahead and take the game. And in game one, we had pretty much the same. Tatum didn't even take a shot in the fourth quarter. So if we have to look at all things being equal and being considered, the Celtics should come back and win tomorrow, right? You would think so. Jason Tatum, he spoke and he said, yeah, I'm proud of how we bounced back. Yeah, listen to this.
We just had to regroup. And, you know, that's what we did. It could have went either way. We could have separated or, you know, it brought us together. And we settled in and we just started making plays. Obviously shots were falling, things like that. But, you know, I think we were just playing the right way. We was getting stops. We was moving the ball. We played well.
Okay, they played well. I guess he's happy about that. We know he can wake up and drop 50 points in a game. He did it in a game seven. Been there, seen it. We know he's talented. But how many blank games do we have to see from Jason Tatum? And so he's one of the dudes who has certainly, he's there to take some blame. He deserves it. Same thing for Brown. Jaylen Brown has just been, he's been throwing bricks at the basket. Not able to make a three-point shot to save his life. He deserves blame. Those are the two stars. And then you got a rookie head coach in Joe Mazzulla, who anytime he opens up his yap, he just sounds like he'd rather have a root canal. But Jaylen Brown, he actually gave Joe Mazzulla credit for how they turned things around and won the game last night.
It just got us composed. It looked like, you know, potentially like we was in a bad spot, and he called a timeout. I thought that was a good decision.
He called a timeout. Isn't that what he was being critical of or being criticized for? Joe Mazzulla doesn't call timeouts. Even in the most critical and crucial of games, Joe Mazzulla wants to see his team work through it. Except for they haven't been able to work through anything until last night, and they went on an 18-0 run in the third quarter to pretty much turn the tide on the game. And so let's actually hear from Joe Mazzulla, who always sounds just in pain. Joe Mazzulla said, oh, yeah, we were ready for last night's game. Listen to this guy.
I think any time you're in a do-or-die situation, it forces you to build an awareness and a perspective. And so it's always been there. And I think just the perspective of understanding, just a week ago we had it. And so it's just fragile, you know, during these times. And so we just had to remind each other of that. And I thought the guys were they were connected.
He actually sounded happy. Well, maybe that's an exaggeration. He sounded more jovial than usual. And so now they go back to Boston. They play tomorrow night. They try to turn this series into a 3-2. And then they'll go back to Miami and try to force a game seven. If there's a team, and this sounds absolutely nuts, if there's a team that can do it, it would be the Celtics. It really would be. Their talent didn't go anywhere. Ask me where their heart is. Ask me about their inconsistencies. But can they finally turn things around? Are the Miami Heat going to wake up and just, you know, turn into a pumpkin at midnight? Like, think about all these amazing stories. Gabe Vincent going off? Duncan Robinson? He's only playing because Tyler Hero isn't available. I mean, Duncan Robinson, they gave this guy money and they put him on the bench for the past year. Come on. Caleb Martin? Like, at what point does the law of averages kick in and say, wait a minute, Tatum and Brown are better than these guys? Top to bottom, the Celtics roster's better than the Heat. The Heat play hard. The Heat don't quit. They're led by Jimmy Butler. He sure as hell doesn't go anywhere. So I gotta be honest. I wouldn't be shocked if the Boston Celtics pushed this towards a game seven. Knowing what we've already seen, I also would not be surprised if they just quit again. Jimmy Butler, he spoke after the game last night. And he pretty much, he didn't seem to care too much.
Do the same thing that I do, that we do after every game. We're going to listen to some music. You know, we're going to drink some beers back there. I'm going to go have some wine. I don't think that you could just focus on basketball all the time. You have to be able to, you know, get away from the game a little bit. Think about it. But at the end of the day, you fall back on, you know, your habits, how consistent you're going to be. And myself and my teammates, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to smile. We're going to be in this thing together like we always are. And we're going to go get one on the road.
Oh, okay. I mean, most things Jimmy Butler says, they typically come to fruition. Last season, after the Celtics eliminated the Heat in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Jimmy Butler said, we'll be back here next season and we'll get it done. They didn't get the job done yet. But if I have to bet on who still wins this series, I initially thought it was going to be the Celtics. But based on the way they've been playing, you want to bet against Jimmy Butler? He had more heart than anybody playing out there. Is he as talented as Tatum? No, I wouldn't say so. I would even go as far to say that he's a better basketball player than Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown has more physical gifts. But you can't coach heart. You can't coach effort. Not to these grown-ass men making hundreds of millions of dollars. You can't do it. You got it or you don't. Can the Celtics bounce back and force a game seven? Yeah, sure. They're capable of winning? Yeah, sure, whatever. But at this stage of the game, I initially picked the Celtics. But, man, I got the Heat. I want to see a competitive series. I want to see them push it to seven games. Sign me up. I don't care who wins. I wouldn't discount the Celtics, though. But I'm still going with the Heat here to win this series. And it's not so much what you can do with the basketball. It boils down to what you got in between your chest, your heart. And I don't see the Miami Heat just folding for three consecutive games. Now, they did lose to the Hawks. They almost lost to the Bulls in the play-in. This is a team that went basically 500 throughout the course of the year. They only got to win one more game. Let's see if the Celtics can live up to all the talent they got on their roster. I'd be here for the experience. But if the Celtics are just going to lay down, do it tomorrow night, save us all time, and get it over with. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We are just getting started. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do the Celtics stand a good chance? Or are the Boston Celtics going to be a team that just is 151? A team that goes down 0-3 and does not come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Ash up on the other side as well. And then we'll talk about a professional athlete who I don't know what he's doing, what he's thinking. He doesn't need to come back. I'll tell you who it is on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Happy Wednesday night here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That was some NFL music. You want to know who you won't hear accompanied by that music? At least I don't think so. It's Adrian Peterson. And it's not because he retired. It's just because I don't think he's going to play anymore. But somebody needs to fill him in. Adrian Peterson told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, even though he's 38 years old, even though he didn't play or have one carry last year for any team, he said, mentally, I have not officially hung it up. We'll see what happens. My mindset is, if God's willing, maybe an opportunity presents itself, and maybe it happens this season. I'll go from there. But if nothing happens this season, for sure, I will be hanging it up. Let me repeat this to you. Adrian Peterson is 38 years old. He's one of the most dynamic running backs that the NFL has ever seen. He is going into the Hall of Fame. Right now, this minute, he's fifth all time in rushing yards. He needs 82 yards to hit 15,000 for his career. He's about 350 away from Barry Sanders in fourth place. But I think that's where he's going to stop. Like, what else is there for him to play? Or where else is for him to play? He didn't play all of last year. The season before that, Adrian Peterson played. You may not have seen it. He played for Tennessee after Derrick Henry got hurt. Basically had the split carries with three and four other dudes. And then for Seattle, he played one game. Like, he was inactive for a bunch of games, and he played one game. This was in 2021. So let's try this again. In 2021, Adrian Peterson played four games for a grand total of 93 yards between Tennessee and Seattle. Last season, he did not play at all. What makes him think that somebody's going to pick him up off the scrap heap this year? And I'm sure he can go out there and do something at the goal line, but for what? Got all these young dudes sticking around. I don't think anybody's going to be calling up Adrian Peterson. And then you got to pay him the veterans minimum. And I understand it's tough for people to just disappear and walk away. And this is all he's ever known. And Hall of Fame going right in. I'll never forget him coming off of that ACL and just saying, well, damn it, I'm the MVP as a running back. Who's doing that? And so good on him. And we've had him here on the show, a very nice guy, he and his wife. I know there have been a lot of issues in the past about discipline of his children. He was suspended and physicality, child abuse allegations, etc. But man, it's done. But the only person who's going to recognize that is Adrian Peterson, as he waits for a call to close out his career. I think the best thing for him to do legacy-wise, not that it matters to him to me, but stay home. I think that'd be a good idea. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of staying home, I think the Celtics are close. Even though I believe they can push it to seven, I mentioned I think the Miami Heat got too much heart to just lose three, but let's see if the Celtics can win out. Shep, what are your thoughts on the Celtics' chances to bounce back here?
Yeah, JR, I mean, to your point, like, I'm not surprised either way. So if they play out of their mind and do a repeat of Game 4, I wouldn't be surprised. If they completely you-know-what the bed and don't show up and don't compete and don't play mano-a-mano with my Miami Heat, I didn't mean to rhyme there, but I did anyway, and they lose Game 5, I'm not surprised. If I had to lean one direction, what the Celtics have shown this playoffs, especially with Joe Mazzulla, is an inconsistency and a lack of awareness on where they are in any given game. And so in that vein, JR, I got the Heat winning this in 5.
Yeah. Joe Mazzulla is going to wake up and become a space cadet again, right?
Listen, you were kind to him in his comments in last segment because I felt like he was a little bit of a space cadet with those. It just it just goes to show you how low the bar is with him.
Well, he's been a space cadet a good portion of this entire series. I don't know. Did he save himself? And you hate to talk about these things, but it's the reality in the coaching field, specifically the NBA right now. If you don't win, if you don't perform, they get rid of you. It's almost comical to me. You hear about coaching searches and who's in the lead to go to this team and go here, and everybody's on just a carousel right now. Nick Nurse and Doc Rivers are candidates for the Suns job. Just like, does Doc Rivers, did he even pack up his boxes in Philadelphia? He's already going out here to potentially to the Suns. So God knows what's in store for Joe Mazzulla. If the Boston Celtics decide to just crap the bed again, then the Boston Celtics, I mean, I would not be shocked if Joe Mazzulla is shown the door. And why not, in all honesty? I mean, right. They went to an Eastern Conference Finals, which is this is pretty cool for a first-year dude. But they were thought to go back to the finals. So maybe he gets a pass, maybe he doesn't. There is no surprises here in the NBA. Good on Boston.
Well, Jared, to your point,
yes.
He picked the wrong season to stink it up in the Eastern Conference Finals or any conference finals because, like you said, you have such a plethora of highly qualified, elite coaches that, in my opinion, were shown the door prematurely because they were the fall guys, Monty Williams, Nick Nurse, Doc Rivers, Mike Budenholzer, etc. There is such a litany of individuals that are championship-caliber head coaches that are now out there. Now, if this were any other year, Joe Mazzulla would be as safe as a kitten, you know, in a townhouse in New York City.
Well,
you know what I mean? But I
guess because, yeah, maybe because of everybody else who's available. But wait a minute. What was the reference that you just said? What was it?
Oh,
safe as a kitten, what?
As safe as a kitten in a townhouse in New York City. Unlike a kitten in Yankee Stadium, you remember that famous clip you sent me about a year ago when you did one of your top sixes, and you had the kitten running around in Yankee Stadium, and you had Michael Kay and David Cohen and Paul Neal going
was
crazy.
Was it a kitten or just a black cat?
I think it was a cat. But, JR, but in all seriousness,
I remember a cat at MetLife Stadium with the Jets or Giants.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But
what's up with all these cats in New York? What a dirty place, right?
It's a very dirty place. It's getting worse by the day. But, JR, to your point about Joe Mazzulla, I don't think that the players are going to vouch for him. They don't see, like, when you listen to Jimmy Butler speak. Okay, well, I also listen. If you're talking about a Giannis, if you're talking about a Nikola Jokic, you know, individuals that are come from a European background, I think there is an automatic respect that you have for a head coach. That's not the case anymore in the States. You don't respect any head coach unless their name is Spo or Pop. And so, with that being said, it's unfortunate, but it looks like they are going to be on coach number 4 in the last 3 years in Green, and that's crazy to think about.
Giannis didn't give a damn about Budenholzer leaving. He basically helped usher him out the door. I can't even say not in a direct way, but he didn't do him any favors by saying, hey, we didn't make adjustments. He didn't sing his praises. So there aren't too many players anywhere right now who just screaming and vouching, you know, for a coach. That's not the world that we live in. They work with the coaches. They're liable to change their minds. And we know the Boston Celtics problem. And it probably isn't wholly Joe Mazzulla, who's going through this for the first time and still has this team in the Eastern Conference Finals. I would still look at the players, the dudes who are out there, Tatum and then also Brown. And if you want to go a little bit deeper, the guy who put them in this terrible position, well, he's now the head coach of the Houston Rockets, and that is Ime Udoka. And I think he can pretty much be blamed for not following the rules, coloring outside the lines, if I may. Just going back to the preseason or the offseason, and getting the boot right before the season started. He's the one that put everything here in flux. What are you going to do? good on the Celtics. I just push it to 7, please. We'll just lose tomorrow. Save us some time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We talked about Adrian Peterson. Talked about the Celtics and their chances. And then as we continue on, well, this is somebody else. He doesn't know where he wants to go, what he wants to do. He doesn't know if he's coming, if he's going. He's currently under contract, unlike Adrian Peterson. And he's been screaming from the top of his lungs about going elsewhere. His name is DeAndre Hopkins. Hey, Shep, we're going to a newsflash. Who do we got holding it down?
We got the great New York Met fan, Pete McCarthy.
Hey, Pete McCarthy, let's go Mets, right? Or no?
Let's go. Well, not tonight, but generally, yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully for the rest of the season. Maybe.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener. I'm loving the show. Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to you. I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Look at this. The Carolina Hurricanes, they're trying to be like the Boston Celtics. They're down 0-3 in the series against the other South Florida team, the Panthers. They tied this game up at 3-all. There's 2 minutes left to go here in the third period. And I certainly hope this doesn't end up like the first game. First game went 6 damn hours. Probably not. I don't think we're going to stretch it that damn far. But look at the Hurricanes trying to hang in here against Florida. At least one of those Miami teams is probably going forward. Let's see what the Carolina Hurricanes can do. Right before we went to break, we did talk about Adrian Peterson and saying he's not done. His football career isn't over yet. He's just waiting to see if he gets a call. If he does not get a call, then at that point, he'll kind of step away. I think the decision has pretty much already been made. And then to open up the show, we did talk about those Boston Celtics and Wade. You know, just realistically, how much of a shot do they still have to stay alive? But I do want to mention this man, and we'll talk more about some of the quarterbacks in the NFL later on in the show. Patrick Mahomes sounding like a leader, talking about his contract and weighing how much he would get paid or will get paid versus the Kansas City Chiefs and their salary cap. But I want to talk to you about a wide receiver right now. Because when you think about wide receivers in the NFL, you typically start to think about diva behavior. Is it looking good and playing good? Is it just Antonio Brown jumping off the field? Is it Michael Irvin? Is it a Randy Moss? I mean, we can go down the line here. Is it Keyshawn Johnson, who got a nickname? They called him Meshawn. The guy wrote a whole damn book, and it was called Give Me the Damn Ball. Well, we have an active wide receiver in the NFL right now. I certainly hope he's active based on his recent injury issues and suspension. But DeAndre Hopkins, the last time I checked, I know the Arizona Cardinals stink. Kyler Murray is coming off of his own injury. Hopkins is still under contract for 2 more seasons after this. They have a new general manager, Monty Austin-Fort. They have a new head coach in Jonathan Gannon. Hopefully he can coach a complete game, something that he didn't do with the Eagles, but I digress. And things are real new out in Arizona. And DeAndre Hopkins has been on like an interview tour for the past several months, letting everybody know Yeah, he's not saying it directly, but he's been paying a lot of compliments to other teams and other quarterbacks. And he was just on the I Am Athlete podcast with Brandon Marshall. Shout outs to Brandon Marshall. And he was asked, hey, DeAndre, what quarterbacks do you respect? If you could play with any other QBs, who would it be? DeAndre Hopkins, he actually gave a list. Take a listen to this. It's just odd as hell.
Josh Allen, he reminds me of an old school or of a new school Andrew Luck.
Mm.
And, you know, I love Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts. You know, man, he's Houston kid, your dog, Jalen. Number three, who I would love to have a ball thrown by. Man, Patrick Mahomes, obviously.
Ooh,
Number four, I'm going to have to go with, I got to go with the underdog, man, the people. Not a lot of people respect this guy, but, you know, as a throwing quarterback, Lamar Jackson, obviously.
Yeah, and that was his top four. It took him a long time to get there. They asked him about five, and the fifth guy was Justin Herbert, but he couldn't even remember Justin Herbert's name. And so DeAndre Hopkins is out here lobbying for a job, hoping and praying for a trade. Is it going to come? Is he going to go to Buffalo? I think the Buffalo Bills could definitely use him. I think, damn it, I mean, for everything that the Ravens have brought in, is it still worthwhile for them to add him and his salary? I would just be surprised if Hopkins just stuck around and ended here with the Cardinals. They've said that he's a Cardinal, but I haven't seen an NFL player just lobby this damn long to get a new gig. First time for everything. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Robert is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, I just wanted to say I think you ought to give Adrian Peterson another chance. I mean, you're looking at a guy, that, especially here in Washington, you're looking at a guy that knows the program. You're not going to use him every play. You're going to use him maybe four, five, six, seven times max during a game. But if he gets going downhill, he's hard to stop. The other thing is he's a good blocker, and I was talking to Danny in Gary, I guess it is, on 106 a couple of years ago, and they asked me about who should be in the Hall of Fame, and you know what came to mind in the middle '80s, he had Doug Williams. We didn't have all that holistic medicine; they didn't have the medical support, and he was old, and he came through.
Wait. You're telling me about a quarterback who is old?
Yeah, Doug Williams.
Well, there's a difference between Doug Williams being old and Adrian Peterson being 38 years old and not having touched a football in more than a full season. And knowing what you No, it's not. It's not well. The man has been playing running back in the NFL since 2007. If I'm the Washington Commanders and I'm looking at Brian Robinson and God bless his soul, he was able to continue on his career after being shot. The last thing I want to do is say, well, let's bring in an older dude who just for what? I don't think it's necessary. And so I would go the opposite.
Maybe not for Washington. But the point I'm making is that most of the people that are talking about the way you are, weren't even born when he was in his heydays.
Who? Adrian Peterson?
Oh. Yeah.
He's 38 years old. You don't think I was born in 2007? What are you talking about? What year do you think I was born?
Probably in the early 90s.
No, Robert. And even then, that math is ridiculous. Thank you for calling from Maryland. I wasn't born when Adrian Peterson was playing. What type of... I know somebody who failed and flunked that math. I'm sorry, man. That was... I'm going to say it. I don't like to say these things. That was one of the dumbest callers that we've ever had here on the show. My apologies. That was pretty dumb. Hey, congratulations to the Florida Panthers. They scored with like 5-10 seconds left, and they beat Carolina. They beat them. The Florida Panthers are going forward to the Stanley Cup Finals, and they beat Carolina. They sweep them. The final score tonight, 4-2-3. And we have one Florida team, a South Florida team, that's going to advance here to their finals. And now we have to see if the Miami Heat will go ahead and join them in the process. I'm trying to see who scored, of course. Let's see who got this. Oh, what else is new? What else is new? Kachuk. 5 seconds left. This is the same man who ended that six-hour marathon in game one. A Kachuk comes through. 5 seconds left in the third period. What a Mr. Dramatic he is. And he pretty much scored a goal in the first period as well. So Kachuk.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure. This is on TNT, right?
This is actually courtesy Panthers Radio Network.
Yeah, let's listen to the Panthers Radio Network.
15 seconds in regulation. Kachuk, Reinhardt near circle. Reinhardt in the circle. Shot, and it's fought off by Anderson. Barkov right circle. Down to the goal line. Kachuk in front of shot. He scores! He scores! He scores! Matthew Kachuk, a power play goal! It's 4-3 Panthers with 4.3 seconds to go in regulation time. The Panthers take a 4-3 lead in the waning seconds. A power play goal for Matthew Kachuk. And the Panthers are 4.3 seconds away from an Eastern Conference championship and a trip to the Stanley Cup final.
Well, they held on in those final 5 seconds, and they won. And right now, the Florida Panthers, they are on the ice. They have on their Eastern Conference championship ball caps. And we know what they really want to hold on to. They want to hold on to that Stanley Cup. And it looks like they're going to be taking on the Vegas Knights. They have to just get the Dallas Stars out of here. The Knights currently lead Dallas 3-2-0. And so Vegas will have an opportunity to wipe out the Stars tomorrow night. And that's just pretty cool. If you're down in South Florida, you have to be feeling pretty damn good. And let's see if Jimmy Butler decides to show up tomorrow. He's been known to throw on a Panther sweater here and there. And good on them. I'm glad that they got this one over. Nobody's trying to sit around for another 6 hours. We know certainly Wayne Gretzky, I'm sure at this point, he's already set to go home. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to unfortunately dive into a Ja Morant. Scared the living daylights out of everybody this morning. And then we'll have an interview with one of the greatest boxers that you will ever see or have seen. His name is Andre Ward. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Attention listeners. I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for... Oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.